Welcome to Dog Talk and Kitties Too. I'm Tracy Hotchner. I wrote the Dog Bible, Everything Your Dog Wants You to Know, as well as the Cat Bible, Everything Your Cat Expects You to Know. This episode features one of three guests who were part of my weekly hour-long NPR show broadcast over the air every Sunday on WLIW-FM 88.3, the only NPR station on Long Island where it has broadcast continuously for over 15 years. This show is about dogs, cats, and other creatures who share the planet with us. Please check out my other Pet Talk podcasts at TracyHotchnerPets.com. This show would not be possible without the longtime support of Woruva, the pet food company founded and privately run by David Foreman, who named it after his rescued kitties, Webster, Rudy, and Vanessa. Woruva is a quirky name for a company with whimsical names for the dozens of different cans and pouches of cat food they make. But what sets them apart is how serious David is about high-quality nutrition. They were the first pet food company to use human edible ingredients and process them in the same facilities that make human food, remaining privately owned and run, accountable only to their own high standards. This show is also made possible with the generous support of Dr. Elsie's, the privately owned litter and cat food company founded by Dr. Bruce Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian. He personally created many styles of litter to make sure that even the fussiest cats would not have out-of-litter box problems, the number one reason people abandon their kitties. Dr. Elsie also created his own brand of cat food called Clean Protein, the first dry cat food I can recommend because it's based on the protein found in a cat's natural prey. Dr. Elsie's is also the founding and continuing sponsor of my New York Cat Film Festival, of which I am the founder and director, along with the annual New York Dog Film Festival, which premiere in New York City every October and then travel the USA and Canada supporting local animal welfare groups. Go to dogfilmfestival.com and catfilmfestival.com to find out when we'll be where. So you guys know for how many years I've talked about getting pet insurance. Have I ever stopped talking about it? Do I not bring it up every single time anybody has medical issue with a dog or a cat, particularly cancer? Yes, I talk about it endlessly. The Dog Bible and the Cat Bible beg people to get it, give you good advice and reasons to do it. So I think, and we'll find out from my guest today, Ricky Walther from Policity Pet Insurance, whether I've moved the needle at all, me personally, little old me, just sitting here telling you guys what to do. I think that we still have a woefully small number percentage of Americans who have pet insurance. It might be as high now as 2%. Whoopee. The rest of you are either going to go broke or not be able to get the medical care you want for your pets. So I'm really excited to learn that there is a place to go where you can independently, objectively shop and compare the different pet insurance companies, what they offer, and how it suits the age, the size, the condition of your dog or cat. Ricky Walther, thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of a company, I guess that's the right word, a company or an advisement firm that helps people make a decision, which while you think it would be easy, is actually very frustrating. And I think it sort of makes people not even want to get pet insurance because they don't really fully understand the difference between what the different policies are, the different companies offer. And as we'll discuss during the conversation, in the early years of pet insurance, there were companies that made it very unpleasant to have paid your premium for months and years and then be told no to any claim you made. I know that's not the case anymore, but that used to be what would happen. So welcome to the show. And I'm very happy you're part of this company. Is it well-known, Policity? Is it Policy, I keep calling it Policity for no good reason. Policy, P-A-W. Is it well known to vet clinics and maybe not so much to pet owners? Because I hadn't heard of it.
Yeah, so first, thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure to get to chat with you about this. And I, like you, am obviously very passionate on pet insurance as a topic and as something that more owners should be aware of. Policy Advisor is a relatively new company. We started about 5 years ago. But we do work directly with a lot of veterinary clinics to help get the word out around pet insurance, since we find that most often the vet clinic is often where this conversation comes up, pet owners asking about financial care. We do have a full blog that we use to help find pet owners kind of as they're searching for different topics around veterinary care, right, and taking care of their pets. And trying to help get the topic of insurance on their minds sooner, because hopefully we, and it sounds like you potentially have talked with your listeners before about this, but pet insurance, the value really comes from being proactive and getting it as soon as you can before pre-existing conditions have arisen.
Definitely. And so it should happen the minute you adopt a shelter pet or when you first get a very young animal that has no medical history. Because one of the things that puts people off, but I don't believe it should, is if an animal has a pre-existing condition, that specific condition to that specific individual animal, it will not be covered. But that means something that is systemic or metabolic, like the cat already has diabetes, the dog already has Cushing's disease, that wouldn't be covered. But if you were to get the coverage young and early, and it doesn't have to be baby young, because you can adopt a dog, as I did Jazzy from Southampton Shelter at age 2, she had no medical history. So, and she was perfectly, she was a cross of various breeds and didn't have hybrid vigor, by the way, folks, that whole thing of, you know, she was a little bit collie, she was a little bit something else, and that made her much healthier and not prone to having not one, but 2 ACL repairs, didn't turn out to be true. But then when she did tear her ACL, it was covered because 6 months had gone by. That's a separate conversation which we can have about the time delay from when coverage initiates, which, as Dr. Elizabeth Hodgkins and I have talked about on the show, because she isn't just a feline expert, but she worked for years with Pets Best back in the early days when I personally had a lot of bad experiences, but that was just the early days of pet insurance when it was written differently. And as she said, the amount of fraud was horrifying. People would not have insurance. Their dog would go lame. They would then get insurance and then say, hey, my dog's lame, and now I want you to pay the $5,000 for the ACL surgery. So that's obviously not good. But the real problem, in my mind, is that when people go to look up pet insurance online, the pet insurance reviews are totally bogus, which is why your company policy advisor, I wish I'd known about you sooner, because when you look up the best pet insurance, it's completely skewed by the companies themselves, rate themselves, the companies pay people or encourage people to give them fabulous ratings. And if you look up the name of your company, they all say number one rated, every company. It's like, okay, how can you all be number one? It's not objective. It's basically pitchmen pitching them. Even the good companies have this kind of pitch. How do we get around that when we're looking to see what in our area is going to give us the best coverage for our buck?
Yeah, no, I think that, so you bring up a couple really good points in there. And I think that the reason why Policy Advisor was created as a company is because our founder found it very complicated and confusing as a pet owner to navigate all of the different insurance options that are out there and knowing which one was the best for his specific pet and the specific situations that he was looking at. And he tells a story, but he had a Shar-Pei that had Shar-Pei fever afterwards, and he had already purchased insurance and had lucked out and picked one that covered those kinds of conditions. But could have very easily chosen a different one that had different coverage restrictions and been had a big problem.
Especially so, as a Shar-Pei. I mean, that breed, yeah, Unfortunately has a lot of medical problems, skin and skin infections, as I recall off the top of my head, being important. So there are breeds where it'll say, yeah, but we don't cover Shar-Peis for this or German Shepherds for hip dysplasia. And they're not wrong to exclude it because their actuarial table tells the company, yep, it's going to cost them more. It's going to put their company in financial disarray if they keep covering animals who will definitely be making a lot of claims. Not like just if it's an accident or just a random illness, but this dog's going to be at the vet all the time. French bulldogs or English bulldogs and their breathing issues. It's a really big problem. And those of you that want to have a Frenchie, you should look into a little bit these problems with breathing. You spend a lot of time at the vet and a lot of money at the vet. So policy advisor, the other issue, Ricky, that I think comes up, and it's one that people don't fully understand, and one that when I try to get the answers, even I, when I interview the woman who's the head of Trupanion or the man who owns Healthy Paws, and I say, so that deductible, if I choose a $500 deductible, meaning I'm ready to pay the first $500 that this dog needs to spend at the vet or for acupuncture, chiropractic, supplements, therapeutics that are outside of Western medicine, let's say, is that a one-time deductible for the year or is it per event? Because I remember back in the day that I had pet insurance that would be, well, you pay that deductible for every single event that you have. Well, that changes the landscape completely. If each time the animal gets sick or hurt, you pay the first $500, you're at a lot of $500s if it's not the same thing every time. And is it, you know, and also is there a limit in the year for how much that company will pay for that animal? Another one that I found in the early years, oh, sorry, you've reached a lifetime limit on that dog. If you have a dog that has one bout of cancer or two ACLs within a year, which is the norm, you one ruptures 50 or 60% chance the other will rupture, there's $10,000 right there. But if you've gotten a policy that says we'll only cover in the pet's lifetime, now you got a three-year-old dog, $10,000, now you have no coverage on the dog, basically. So does policy advisor take those things into consideration in helping people navigate questions they don't know to ask?
Yes. So the reason that we have developed the search flow and recommendation engine the way that we have is to basically be able to highlight and pull out all these little pieces that you're identifying to help pet owners when they go to purchase insurance fully understand what they're buying, right? And so we have the ability to compare different policies side by side around all of these different things that you're mentioning around different aspects of what is and is not covered. We have different kind of like lists that show for individual policies what is excluded versus not. If it's sometimes excluded, when does that happen? And we have all those pieces. The other thing that I want to make sure to mention is that we also have a team of licensed insurance agents that are available by phone for these direct kinds of questions, right? So
really?
not only do we have the automated flow online that I personally feel is very educational and really tries to bring as much of this to the forefront as possible. We also then have lots of places all over where we then can direct if you have additional questions to call and to speak with someone who's licensed on what different options are out there and maybe for a specific pet in a specific situation, what could be the best fit if you have those kind of detailed questions or potentially have a pre-existing condition that won't be covered, but you're looking for insurance for other reasons, right? So I think that what you're getting at, right, is that one of the biggest challenges with pet insurance, and we do still have a very low adoption rate in the United States, is that it is complicated and that there are lots of places during the investigation on a pet owner's part on insurance where we can become discouraged or potentially confused.
Yes.
And not want to continue with it. But as you also highlighted at the beginning of this conversation, the value of pet insurance when purchased early and fully understood can provide a tremendous benefit to pet owners later in life when those pets get ill. One of the other reasons why we have created Policy Advisor is because of the fact that we also find that a lot of owners are unaware that pet insurance will increase in price as the
right.
pet ages.
Yes.
And so that is a mechanism of pet insurance that exists and you know, for all those pieces that you mentioned earlier around it is an insurance company and they do have actuarial data and things of that nature, those premiums are going to change over time. And we need owners to know that up front so that it's not a shock when it comes to renewal. Because what we find is part of the reason why those the numbers for pet insurance are lower is because we do have a decent attrition rate when people go to renew. If they weren't expecting that price to go up, that can be really stressful. So we do lifetime value scoring for policies as well on our site.
I like that. Lifetime value scoring. That's very, it's an interesting way of putting it. Value scoring. I like that. All right, so a quick question. What does this cost me as a pet owner to call up and get this private, personalized, completely objective information? What do you charge for that?
Yes, that's a great question. Policy Advisor is completely free to both the veterinary teams and veterinary clinics that we partner with to get information and education out to pet owners and for pet owners directly. The insurance carriers that we partner with, we have real-time price updating on our website. So what you see on our site is what you'd see if you searched for that policy directly. The other thing we are an insurance brokerage. So we get paid by the insurance carriers and not from the pet owners directly. And we're incentivized to find owners a fit that gives them the best value for their pet over the lifetime of their policy, because we get paid as that pet continues to be insured over time.
Right.
And so the reason why I, as a veterinarian, really like the way that Policy Advisor is structured is that it's in the best interest of all those players, right? The pet owner wants to find something that they can afford and understand and that they can keep for the lifetime of their pet. Veterinary teams obviously want pet owners that understand what their insurance does and doesn't cover, right? Because that's super important for those conversations within the veterinary hospital. And the insurance companies like that we provide this education to owners, because then they fully understand, like the owner understands what that insurance company is and is not offering, which then helps, you know, with those attrition of policies over time. And so the biggest way that I like to talk about Policy Advisor is that we're an insurance brokerage, but we're also an educational platform where we really try to help pet owners fully understand the differences. And again, that's why we have that team of licensed insurance agents. When we get into specifics, they're the ones that can really go through with owners and talk about what they're seeing on our site and what those different options are and how that applies directly to their individual pet.
Okay, now I'm going to selfishly but also educationally bring up the case of my sister and myself. Living in two different places, we each have a pair of dogs with different medical issues and extremely different premiums. So first, I'd like to say that I think what you provide at Policy, from what I'm understanding, is a level of confidence and transparency. Because I will tell you that when I've had policies with, I've now been with four different carriers, over time, you lose confidence. They've said no to something that was the fine print that you didn't read and they think you should have known all along. And when you call up the company, the person you're talking to is really a phone answerer. Now, maybe some of them, they're not vets like you and they're not insurance brokers whose business is not to make a one-time $25 fee, right? But is every single month that I'm paying my insurance, if Policy Advisor put me in that company, you get also supported from me continuing to believe in that company. That when you ask for questions of these companies on the phone, the answers are they're reading off a piece of paper and you try to talk to them as if they're not, you know, a robo talker, but they're a robo talker. So they don't really answer your specific personal question. They simply tell you what they've been told to say. And that to me undermines confidence. It makes me think, so who knows in the real life situation what would happen? Whereas if I had somebody saying, in the real life situation with Trupanion, this will happen. With Pets Best, that'll happen. With Healthy Paws, that'll happen. And your dog is X years old of X breed and has a medical history that's clean as a whistle or just a hot mess. So my sister has two Brussels Griffins, a miniature breed, toy breed. She lives in Fairfield County, Connecticut, and that also has a lot to do with what we all pay. When I lived in Beverly Hills, California, everything was a lot pricier than in Bennington, Vermont. That's for sure. And that's whether it's an MRI or surgery or just the vet visit. So she was with Healthy Paws all the years because I told her, you got to go there, because she'd been turned down with whoever she was with before. The price went for I think, a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old dog with no medical history from $300 a month for two dogs to $500 a month. Now, we figured out that in a year, that's $12,000. So she hadn't spent anything like that ever on the dogs. And I said, I hate to tell you this, me, the great champion, you can't have pet insurance. Go find out from Trupanion what they would charge. And I'm saying brand names because those are the famous ones. $492. Nothing changed. Here's me in Bennington. One dog with a medical record so thick that it took the woman at the emergency hospital 35 minutes to read through it before she came in to consult with me on Maisie having had a very adverse reaction to a new drug. I mean, really adverse reaction. $6,000 worth of intervention and tests. And I pay $275 a month for two dogs who are 8 and 10 years old. The other dogs never had a medical visit. It's irrelevant. It's based on their age and where they live. So I'm going to send my sister to Policy Advisor because maybe there's a company that can cover her in a way that really covers her for the big ticket items that could cost a bloody fortune and still be affordable per month and make sense. Because at some point, I imagine Policy Advisor would say, well, you'll be paying in $12,000 a year and you've had exactly one claim in the last 8 years. It doesn't seem like it'll be really, you know, to your benefit. I mean, do you look at it that way as you're giving financial care and lifetime value scoring?
Yeah, well, and so one of the things that I think is that you're highlighting that I think is really important is just that there's so many variables that go into whether or not a pet insurance policy is a good fit for an individual owner. And that's one of those things that the reason why Policy Advisor partners with veterinary hospitals is to outsource that conversation, right, to licensed insurance agents who can help provide that directly for an individual pet in an individual city and based on the individual breed, right? Because the way that it's priced is all different. And each provider is going to be a little bit different on the ways that those work. Also, there's ways to change different aspects of that policy, whether it be different kind of levers to pull in different areas that help to change the price and fill the need that an owner is looking for, right? Some people with insurance are looking for really just for it to cover those big out-of-pocket expenses. Others are looking for it to be something they use on a more regular basis. One of the things that I always like to highlight when I talk about insurance, too, that we have to keep in mind is that pet insurance is designed much more similar to kind of car insurance, if you think about it's a property and casualty insurance. And I think that as owners, if we go into pet insurance understanding what it is and what it isn't, which is one of the things that we like to highlight on our site, that can be really helpful, right? Because we are paying for an insurance company to carry that risk for us in certain situations. And so sometimes that means that we are, you know, going to be paying a little bit of a premium for that peace of mind. And we have to know that, but we also have to make sure that it makes financial sense. And I think that it's really important to highlight the owners need to know that insurance will go up over time so that they can pick a policy that's going to stay within their budget over time. Because if people churn off of that insurance policy, before they've realized the value in that, that's where we see some of that disconnect.
Yes.
And so I think as an industry with insurance, we're seeing this kind of move. And what we see on our site is that owners feel a lot more comfortable when they're able to look at different options for themselves and run through what those different scenarios look like for them financially. And we find that, you know, being able to compare and contrast those policies directly is really important for people feeling like they get the value of that.
That's right.
The reason why I'm such a big advocate of talking about these things early and often is that financial conversations, pet insurance is one of many tools, right, that can help an owner afford veterinary care and the healthcare costs of their pet over time. And it's not always the right fit, right? And so one of the things in our flow, we do have some questions around pre-existing conditions and making sure that owners actually understand that those pre-existing conditions will not be covered. Because if if they don't fully understand that, then when they go to try to have something covered and it's not, then they're going to have a bad experience.
That's right.
And rightfully so, that, like, I think there is information written in there that explains those, but we need to make sure that that's fully understood at the time of enrollment. And that's really where Policy Advisor comes in, is to provide that educational aspect. We don't care which carrier
that's
someone
right.
chooses. We want pet insurance as a whole category in that adoption to increase. And that's why we partner with veterinary teams, right, who also don't really care which insurance
that's right.
company an individual pet is insured by. They just want those owners to be able to come into that room and confidently have a conversation around finances and feel adequately prepared. And so we provide that resource for them.
You've said it really well. We've run out of time, Ricky, and I forgot you're a veterinarian. How rude. I should have introduced you as Dr. Ricky Walther. You vets are so humble about all your years of training and knowledge, and it's just wonderful to have a vet at the head of Policy Advisor. It's really important that the spokesperson understand everything well. I just, in closing, I want to say that I think because there's so much emotion around pet ownership, that the emotion spills over to pet insurance, like, I really hate that, or I'm really angry about that, or I'm really hurt about that, something not getting covered. And as you said, with car insurance, if you blow a tire, are you mad at your car insurance company that they didn't come and fix it for you? If, you know, the carburetor busts or whatever a carburetor does, you don't expect them to fix that. Only if there's an accident, only if something really giant happens. And I guess in some ways that might be relatively relevant to pets. I really hope that everyone will try Policy Advisor. Could you spell it for us, Dr. Walther, quickly so everyone knows? I'll also put it in a little blurb, but can you spell it for us?
Yes, so it's PAWLICY.com.
Pretty easy. Okay.
Yep, policy like a dog's paw.
Yep.
And feel free to take a look and see what could be a good fit for your pet. And thank you so much for having me on today to talk about this.
It's my pleasure. I'm going to quickly have my sister get onto policy.com, talk to somebody, and get pet insurance again that is a financial fit for her and covers her in case those little teeny squeaky dogs have anything dreadful happen to them, which I obviously hope it does not. But I, on the other hand, am grateful that I'm still able to get coverage at an amount that's comfortable for me. But I don't know, maybe I should do a little shopping and comparing. Although at this point, poor Maisie, she's one hot mess of pre-existing conditions. So never mind about her. Maybe Wanda needs a new company. Anyway, I'll find out for sure at policy.com. And I appreciate everything you guys are doing for all of us. Thank you again.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed the show. There are a few more special companies that make this show possible, and I hope you'll try their products because they support my mission to entertain you with valuable information and advice. This show is supported by Earth Animal, which is privately owned by Dr. Bob and Susan Goldstein, where they create holistic pet wellness products with an emphasis on their stewardship of the Pet Sustainability Coalition. Earth Animal makes a dazzling array of healing products for dogs and cats, as well as the innovative dog chew, No Hide, and the hybrid dry food, Wisdom, which is sometimes all that my picky Weimaraner Maisie will eat. The show is also brought to you in part by Evermore Pet Food, privately owned by two dedicated women who take human edible, ethically sourced ingredients to gently cook dog food that is then frozen in pouches and shipped right to your door. They founded and run their own company and answer to their own high standards without interference from venture capital investors. My dogs love it every single day.